You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by the laundress stylist out of San Francisco, California, Miriam Hernandez, who has been in the lingerie industry for more than 6 years. Though she's worn many hats in the intimate apparel industry, she found her true calling in showing women how to build an intimate apparel collection that makes them look and feel beautiful every day. Miriam, thanks for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Happy to be here to talk about my business with your listeners.
Yes, well, certainly it's something we'd love to talk to you about. Now, first of all, tell us about the lingerie stylist and your business.
My business is really centered on educating women about the importance of intimate apparel in their everyday lives. Most people don't know this, but undergarments shape our body. Whatever we wear underneath our clothes reflects on the outside. Intimate apparel and undergarments aren't something women should continue to treat as an afterthought. And through the lingerie stylist, I hope to bring this awareness to women, properly fit them, and teach them how to recognize what a great fitting piece looks like. And most importantly, I want to get them excited about buying undergarments again without being dependent on other people helping them. I have several clients who can't stop buying undergarments after my first session with them. I found this because after our first meeting, they understand what to look for. And one-on-one attention can do that for anyone.
Well, so where did your inspiration and or idea come from in all this?
I was doing wardrobe styling for a reputable agency here in the Bay Area, and I was working with women one-on-one in their homes, helping them already look fabulous. And during that time, I noticed many women were wearing ill-fitting undergarments, and I didn't understand why. Having worked in a luxury lingerie shop more than 7 years ago, I already knew most women were usually apprehensive to ask for help. And then it dawned on me, women needed an accessible lingerie stylist and someone they felt comfortable with so they didn't have to worry about the stresses of a retail environment. And that was when I had my aha moment and I conceptualized my business from there.
What was the biggest obstacle you faced when starting your business?
For me, I knew years ago I wanted to be in the lingerie industry. My tunnel vision had me hell-bent on starting my own intimate apparel line, but it was when I lifted my restraints of thinking that there was only one way to live my dream that doors finally opened. So when I finally got out of my own way and I found an even better way to get in the lingerie industry, and now I get to help women on a daily basis, and I wouldn't have that luxury if I was just focusing on designing.
Very true. Now, today we're joined by the lingerie stylist out of San Francisco, California, Miriam Hernandez, who has been in the lingerie industry for more than 6 years, joining us today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Miriam, what is the biggest problem you've solved for women who seek out your services?
I think the biggest problem I've solved for women by far is helping them understand how the industry sizes bras. Every woman is so stuck on the letter of their size without realizing it's the number that truly matters. For example, a 34C and 32D share the same underwire size, which is why women are often given their comparable size. That being said, a 34D has a bigger cup than a 32D because a woman's rib cage is wider. It's understanding that CDs, doubles, triples all have a smaller and larger counterpart. And I think that's the biggest shock of all. Numbers are far more important than letters because they determine how big the letter is. And also, I've helped women get out of being stuck on a size. There is no definitive size. There are several amazing European brands that have hit the U.S. market, and I've taught women every way that their size will change depending on the brand.
Well, tell our listeners where they can get more information and also be in contact with you online about the lingerie stylist and your services.
My website is www.thelingeriestylist.com, and there is where you can find my contact information, my Facebook links, Twitter, and just bug me.
I hear you. Now, in conclusion, what word of advice could you give to someone starting a business or chasing their dream?
tell someone never to give up. If things aren't happening as quickly as you'd like and you're impatient like me, go back to the drawing board and look at how you might be able to simplify the process for yourself and figure out the small steps that need to be taken in order to make your dream happen. And just start, and don't worry if you don't have all the pieces in place. And let your dream or business kind of transform into what it's supposed to be instead of controlling what you think it should be. And also, most importantly as well, is believe in yourself. You know, we're all unique. Don't look at what another person is doing next to you and think you need to be doing exactly what they're doing. You know, we all have a different way of delivering the message that others will be able to relate to. So be yourself and do things your way, and it will make you retain the passion you have for your business.
I like that. She is the lingerie stylist, Miriam Hernandez, who has been in the lingerie industry for more than 6 years. Though she's worn many hats in the intimate apparel industry, she found her true calling in showing women how to build an intimate apparel collection that makes them look and feel beautiful every day. And the website, once again, go check it out, thelingeriestylist.com. Miriam, thanks for joining us this morning on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're very welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
You know, know why you're doing what you're doing, and if you aren't getting the results that you want, stop doing it. And that applies just as much to life as it does to work, as it does to why you're listening to this program. And, you know, you only have one life. Make sure that every moment counts. And what it means for a moment to count is it means it's taking you where you want to go and getting you want out of life, because at the end of the day, that's the only thing that matters.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.